Joining me now in studio, Mariah from Goshen County Economic Development. Greetings.
Hello there.
Happy Tuesday.
It is a happy Tuesday.
It's a glorious day
outside. It's beautiful. It was, I like woke up at 5 o'clock, so I was so excited. It was, you could see it was
warm,
like
warm outside this morning.
Yeah, it was warm and it was light out when you wake up.
Yeah, sun's, we actually gain the most amount of daylight as compared to December, all right, when the days are getting shorter.
Yes.
Days are getting longer now. But February, you gain more time, daylight time, than any other month of the year.
That's fascinating.
You know, over an hour in the month of February, the sun just keeps coming up a little bit earlier every day.
That's awesome.
61 for a high today is what they're predicting.
That sounds amazing.
All right, now we're done with the weather forecast.
Yeah, sorry.
What do you got for us this week?
We have February 22nd, we have Brews and Views at the Old Moose. The Old Moose is opening up. We get a little sneak peek. Old Moose Coffee and Events. So that's going to be Brews and Views with Go Goshen. That's going to be our professional networking, casual conversation. If you're a business owner, if you're a stakeholder, if you're a local entrepreneur, we just want everybody to come in, have some coffee, have some snacks. It's designed to foster collaboration, exchange ideas, and strengthen relationships among the locals. So come on in, have some coffee, check out the Old Moose. It's going to be awesome. I mean, I kind of got a sneak peek, and Danny and Sarah made some awesome coffee. I had like a cinnamon tiramisu latte. Super delicious. But yeah, we're excited to partner with them. That is February 22nd, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on, and come on in. It's free. You can come grab coffee, grab something to eat. So we hope to see you there. Then and next tonight, that night, February 22nd, Japanese Hall and History Project, Saving a Legacy, is at Goshen County Library, and the guest speaker there is Diane Mercer. It's 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and you can discover the story of Japanese immigrants, their adaptation to life in our region, and Diane's efforts to safeguard their history. So that'll be really cool. She tells a really great story, and she tells the great history of Japanese in our area, which is really significant to the history in Goshen County. So check out that February 22nd, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And then February 24th, we have the ribbon cutting at the Old Moose Coffee House and Events. The ribbon cutting is at 10 a.m., but the grand opening event is from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., so you can come by anytime. If you want to be in the ribbon cutting photo, we're going to do that at 10 a.m., and we want as many people there, just jam-packed. We're super excited that they opened. Danny and Sarah did a really great job. That building is amazing, and we're happy that it's filled again. And they're going to do coffee, and it's going to be like a specialty coffee, really great espresso drinks. They're going to do local pastries, and there's other hints of other things. I don't want to give it away because I don't want to jinx anything. But we're really
excited.
Save
it for the opening.
Right, absolutely. And then they have that really great building for events. So if you would like to host a private event, you can rent out the Old Moose. It's really great for birthday parties, weddings. There's also talks of having music and open mic nights, which is really great. And so we're really excited. Danny and Sarah, good luck. We hope that they succeed. Obviously they will, because it's amazing building, really great business, and super excited to see it open. I'm just mumbling because I'm super excited. Sorry. So February 23rd to 24th, the Coyote Hunt fundraiser for the Lingle Volunteer Fire Department. The 23rd is at 6 p.m. That is the Calcutta Gun Raffle and Rule Meeting at the Lingle Fire Hall. And then the final check-in and chili feed is at February 24th, 6 p.m. at the Lingle Fire Hall.
Okay. Does that about cover it?
Yeah, and then just a little bit not too distant in the future, March 15th, the Torrington Rotary Club Gala, one of their biggest events. Excuse me. They will have hors d'oeuvres, wine tasting, beer, and spirits. So if you're not a wine drinker, they do have other tastings you can have. There's like whiskey tastings there too, and spirit tastings. So there's not just wine there. There's going to be book and wine pairings, gaming to win swag, a sip and paint, and then a reverse raffle grand prize of $5,000. The silent auction, if you guys are interested, is active March 11th through March 15th. And I have the link on our website. So if you go to gogoshen.com/events, you can go down to the Torrington Rotary Gala and you can click on there and you should see the event link right there. You can click on that and start doing the silent auction March 11th. But that is March 15th, 5:30 p.m. to 8:30, 8 p.m. at the Rendezvous Center.
All right. Remind everybody of your phone number.
307-532-5162.
Mariah from Goshen County Economic Development, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll talk to you again on Tuesday next, all right?
Yeah.